This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas, USDA gave us a look at October dairy product disappearance last week. Total cheese was only up 0.7%.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting data there. This is October data, kind of completing the picture for that month. The cheese demand, while you mentioned, Lee, it was up slightly, but a little bit weaker than anticipated. Exports kind of carrying a lot of that demand there, as we saw continued decent amounts of product leave the U.S. in the month. But interestingly enough, and possibly a note of concern for the future, is American-style domestic disappearance weaker, down more than 6% versus prior year. That's something to watch here. Even though cheese prices have been decently supported, if that domestic demand decline persists, we could see a bit of a drop-off in price after holiday demand finishes up here.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Forget the guinea pig. How about adopting a 100-pound dairy calf for your classroom mascot? Karen Doster is Director of the Youth and School Programs with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and tells us more about the Adopt a Cow program.
One of my favorite projects, because it worked exactly how we wanted it to. And what the Adopt a Cow program is, a program that brings agriculture to the classroom. This is a great way for students to learn, you know, the whole process of how their milk starts on the farm and travels to their table. Many students don't know anything about this. They may think you pick your milk up in the grocery store, and a lot of them do. And we're reaching not only rural areas that might have dairy farms already, although we're finding even in those areas, there's a lot of kids who really don't know, and urban areas too, and even suburbs all throughout the state. The classrooms will be paired with a calf all the way through April, May, and they'll get regular updates about the calf's life on the farm.
Wednesday.
When we think about animals, particularly, let's put it in the context of post-wean dairy calves, there's so many different organ systems that an animal has. You have the cardiopulmonary system, you have the musculoskeletal system, you have the skin. And the only one that's easy for us to visualize on a live animal is the skin. We can see skin diseases like ringworm or even things like pink eye. If those animals have a better immune function, they can be challenged by ringworm in the environment. But they don't acquire the disease and show the symptoms of hair loss in the ringworm lesions because their immune system can fight it off. Very common attitude for producers to say, well, it's ringworm, it's in the environment, there's nothing I can do about it. And I'd like to challenge that. So as the skin goes, the immune system goes.
Thursday.
It's been another challenging year. As most years are, they have good things and bad things in them. But at Christmas time here, we want to focus on the gifts that we have received or things that we have to be thankful for. And in dairy, a lot of those are related to the continuing assistance that we've been able to help farmers receive from the government to deal with the pandemic. We have $400 million. The dairy donation program, where the USDA is working with cooperatives and processors to take raw milk and process it and donate it to the needy. And I think that's a good place to start because that is the definition of a win-win program. $400 million goes a long way to buying a lot of dairy products. We were also able to help get USDA to provide $350 million in pandemic market volatility assistance program. That money is not going to be paid out until early 2022. So that's actually kind of like a delayed Christmas present, but that will start showing up in many farmers' milk checks here early next year. So all those things are good news and represent some extra money in the proverbial stockings for farmers here.
Friday.
Recently, we surveyed four national testing labs to get a feel of what's the forage quality in a 2021 harvest here. And lots of good news, Bill. Actually, the corn side quality looks quite good. The average starch level in one of these labs was 34.7%. The NDF digestibility was at 30 hours at 60.6%. That's a very good number as well. And the other good number was almost an optimal dry matter at about 35% dry matter going in here as well. And the NDF levels were about 37.2, so really good corn silage. However, some areas experienced unusual growing conditions. Drought could be a factor. And one thing to be aware of, that if we have a dry spring and early growing season, that means the plant will be shorter. But the good news is it'll be higher in NDF digestibility as well. And then some of us got moistures. Then after pollination, we had good pollination. And after pollination, that increased the starch levels.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.